All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want.
Welcome to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 93. Back from Toy Fair? Is that what we're calling this?
I don't know.
One?
Is that what we should... On our way to... Oh, no. That won't work. Oh, the one before the next live? No.
No? How about...
I don't know.
How about
QMX is awesome?
Okay. I was going to say Toy Fair is for healing.
Healing?
Well, we healed some relationships at Toy Fair.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally forgot about that.
Two, kinda, sorta.
No, I
okay.
don't really want to talk about
either of those.
That. No, I'll talk right. about it, but I don't want to. That second one, not really healing
not
so
really
much
healing.
As a
revelation.
The first one was kind of a miracle.
Right, well, right,
I think.
I'd like to call this episode Kev. Can we have a talk? You know why?
No, why?
Of course you don't know why. Because this place is on the verge of being on the verge of becoming a mess.
Well, let me tell you why, Fantastic. It's because we have just returned from the 2008 International Toy Fair. And there is so much to talk about that we can't even do it all in one episode. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to talk about some things that we saw. This is not our top 10. Repeat. Not our top 10.
We're saving the top 10.
Right, for our next live XM show, Saturday night, March the 1st from 9 to midnight.
You know, in the industry, they call that a teaser.
Well, that's what we're doing then. We're teasing the top 10, but we are going to talk about some things that really impressed us.
All right.
Kind of the... You're pointing to Fantastic. Did he really impress us at Toy Fair? No, because
no, I think
he wasn't
has something
there.
To say.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, I
oh.
kind of take offense that our big bit for XM Channel 202... March, when is it? First? What
yes,
time?
First. 9 to midnight.
9 to midnight is going to be something that I cannot partake in because I was not at Toy Fair.
Well, actually, that's
first
not
of all,
our big no, bit. That's
I was gonna
a
say.
Bit.
That's a bit.
A bit. Okay, in that case, I'm upset a bit.
Fantastic.
Well, there you go. He's
fantastic.
Upset a bit.
3 hours to fill. 3 hours.
We can go over my drawings from when I was like 12 years old.
Ooh.
Bring them in. We'll put
what
them on
fun.
Pal Talk. We'll talk about them.
No, we won't.
We'll critique them.
Shut up.
Get John Jr. in studio.
Don't get them all excited because that ain't happening.
Don't leak the good stuff, Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's well, fine. I'm leaking the clear... Wait, huh? Let's talk about the theme music that we've chose. Or maybe not the theme music so much as...
Why?
Why we chose it.
So do you want to tell the story?
Sure.
Do you remember the guy's name? You don't, do you?
Alan...
Start telling the story.
Andy Gore.
It's Andy, yes.
Okay. So, on Monday, my last day at Toy Fair, but not Big Kev's, but Monday, we had done the...
impossible.
We had done the impossible, which was the mega showroom that is Diamond, Gentle Giant, DC, Cotobukiya, and WizKids.
Right.
All back-to-back.
Right.
And we had taken a short break, and we were returning back to that area.
From Ghetto Pizza?
From Ghetto Pizza, where I'm positive we saw at least one drug deal go down and perhaps prevented at least two or three.
Right.
We're returning back there before the big Diamond party. Diamond is a big party each year.
Right, a reception, really.
Right, a reception.
Right. I call it sushi and beer.
And in true OG style... Naturally, that day, I'm wearing a brown coat t-shirt. And
of course.
All weekend, I had my brown coat messenger bag with me because, you know, it's what I do.
I understand.
And we're walking back to towards the showroom, and we're going to find refuge in a quarter after leaving Ghetto Pizza and relax for a little bit before the party starts. And this gentleman starts following me down the corridor.
Yes, and checking you out, as I recall.
Right. Now I'm having one of these. I keep on looking over my shoulder, and every time I look over my shoulder, somehow he's way closer than he should be if he was just walking normal steps.
Right, and we should say also that we had John the Drunk with us, and we had Pervert Ken.
We had Pervert Ken with us.
And we also, and for myself, I had split off.
Right.
Right as he, as you kind of picked up that guy, I had split off to use the facilities.
Right.
And so,
this gentleman approaches me and he says, you know, I felt the need to come over to you and say hello. He goes, I saw that you were a brown coat and, you know, I'm a big fan myself, yada, yada, yada. And then he introduces himself and he says to me, have you ever heard of a company called QMX? To which I said, yeah. For those of you who may not know, QMX is the company that does a lot of prop replicas now from what I want to say modern science fiction.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
So what we're talking about is Stargate, Battlestar Galactica, Firefly and Serenity.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
That kind of stuff.
Right. I think it's probably a good point to say that they are probably best known for the Serenity things that they have done thus far.
Entirely.
Okay. And we've actually talked about at least one of them on this program.
We've talked about a couple pieces on this program. I actually have a piece to talk about in studio tonight with me.
Okay.
But we'll get there.
Okay. The money pack
pack, yes. So this gentleman says to me, he says, well, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Andy Gore. I'm CEO of QMX.
Yes.
To which point my jaw just dropped to the ground.
Because what are the odds?
What are the fucking odds? Now, QMX not showing at Toy Fair.
And QMX, a company we've been trying to reach for months.
Yeah, months. Ever since the money pack came out, actually.
That's
and
right.
We started talking about the hero version of Mouse Pistol and all that stuff.
And other things, too. They have been rumored to be doing a whole bunch of things. And we got the skinny on all of them.
Well,
we know everything.
Well, that's where I wanted to go.
Do you hear me, Browncoats? Because I know that this episode is being linked all over the Brown Coat universe. We know everything. And we will be the first to reveal these things to you.
One of those things tonight, actually.
Actually, yeah. One of those things we will be revealing first on this show tonight.
So, again, QMX not actually showing at Toy Fair. But he was there. Andy, along with some of his compatriots, were there talking about some distribution deals with a couple of companies who I'm not really going to name because I'm not sure if I'm supposed to or not. So we'll leave that to the imagination
of
for
course.
Now. But he showed us everything.
Everything.
I mean, just stuff that they're working on and stuff that the ink is just not, you know, signed yet. And and it was impressive. They have some stuff that's coming out that's very impressive.
Now, their most recent product that has been released is the Fantastic something?
Yes, I want to know how he was able to show you everything when you met him in a corridor.
All right, now I'll tell you.
Okay,
I'll tell you. He had with him production samples of the thing we're going to reveal in just a few moments.
Right.
In addition to that, he had a couple other pieces of product that's been out already, but that they're looking to distribute.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also had his laptop with shots and photos of everything else that they're working on that's complete so far.
And you guys didn't mug him?
No.
No.
though it should be said at this point, we easily could have.
And you let him live.
We could have taken him.
No, we played the high road here, Fantastic.
That's right.
Because what we wanted,
that's
exactly it. If we had knocked him over and taken his stuff, sure, we would have had some stuff. But we would not have the relationship.
See, I would have went about it. Right in the chin, one-shot deal, $300 in the street.
You know what? We actually probably could have had John the Drunk do it for us. Say, we don't know this guy.
That's true.
Benefited and maybe gone both ways.
That's true.
But anyway.
Okay.
Most recently, or I guess it's more recently, one of their more recent products that came out would be the Serenity Blueprint Reference Pack.
Right.
Now, this is the second release of the Blueprints with a bunch of extra stuff thrown in.
Okay.
Blueprints originally came out, I believe it was 10 sheets, and it was pretty much just the blueprints of the ship.
Right.
This pack that we have here is, it's got all of that stuff in addition to some history of the ship itself.
Right.
Kind of like where the ship is going and where the ship came from.
Right.
As far as designs of the ship. Mm-hmm. It had some more specific stuff about the deck of the ship and about the mule and about the cargo bay and just some really specific stuff. It's a fantastic piece. It's huge, by the way. I didn't think
huge.
It was going to be
this
big.
What's that, like a 12 by 18, something
like that?
I think
it's 12 by 18, I think, actually, yeah, is the size. Again, it's I couldn't even tell you how many pages it is because they're not numbered. But I actually wanted to talk to the fact that they're not numbered. There's a reason that they're not numbered.
Okay.
This isn't actually a book.
But
it's not actually a bound book, is what I should
but
say.
But it's bound like a book, Matt.
I've bound it like a book.
You bounded that?
I bound this.
Bind.
Now let me explain to you. When you order this reference pack from QMX, you get in the box the lovely pages from the reference pack.
Right.
You get a nice letter from QMX, and you get a black spiral binding.
Okay.
So that you could choose to bind the pages yourself.
Okay.
I'm going to read to you this letter real quick.
All right.
All right?
Yep.
Hello from Quantum Mechanics, it starts out. Obviously, QMX, Quantum Mechanics.
Are you going to get to the meat of the letter?
I'm going to get to the meat of the letter. You know, thank you, yada, yada. Now, you're probably wondering why this spiral-bound document is not actually spiral-bound, and here's why. According to our license with Universal Studios, we can create prop replicas and reference documents from the Serenity Verse. However, what we can't do is produce bound publications.
So they sent you an unbound publication and a way to bind it.
And a way to bind it. Because according to the license, they're not allowed to do books.
That's cool.
Because it's a different area of Universal that handles that.
What's next? An ornament?
Exactly.
I don't think QMX will be doing ornaments because somebody has that license. It's right. Dark Horse.
It's Dark Horse.
Oh, I see.
So, okay. So that said, let's stop teasing it. Let's get to the big reveal. But before we get to the big reveal,
that's not right.
Let's address some issues that we're allowed to address. Yes, they are continuing to make Firefly Serenity products.
In addition to some great Battlestar Galactica stuff and some great Stargate stuff. I don't want to shortchange that stuff.
I know.
I mean, we happen to be brown coats on this show,
exactly.
But I'm also a Galactica fan, and there are a lot of fans.
What
out
are they
there
called?
I don't know.
Batgal?
Galacticans?
Galactican?
I don't know.
I'm a Battlestar-rear.
Toaster huggers?
That was funny.
That was poster. Really funny poster.
So, anyway. So staying focused, they are doing those. Mouse pistol, hero version of the pistol, still being done.
Still coming.
Still in production, they want it to be perfect.
Right.
Right? They're working on it, so you shouldn't panic.
Right.
And there are other products in development as well.
Correct.
And that's all we can say.
That's all we're going to say. But let's talk about what we can talk about.
Okay.
I don't want to tease it anymore.
I don't want to tease it either.
Okay.
But before we tell you what the product is, let us just say that in going forward, if there are any more products from
QMX,
right? That
QMX
that pertain to
Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
That you will hear about it first here on this program.
We hope so.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
And now, Let's take a break and come back with the big reveal. And no.
I'm not taking a break.
All right. Look, fantastic. Sprinting.
You're upsetting him.
I thought this was about to be the fastest show ever. See how excited I was?
It could be the fastest show ever.
And the wrap-up.
And begin.
All right, what did we talk about tonight? No. All right, enough teasing. Quantum Mechanics is putting out a series of mini...
Animated style.
Is that what we're going to call them?
Yes.
Statuettes.
Right.
Based on the characters from Serenity.
This is true.
We have seen
three
of these.
How big is mini? I mean, a company called Quantum Mechanics making something
could be atomic
size.
Yeah, no, they're about 3 or 4 inches tall.
About 3 or 4 inches.
They come on a base.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, they're polystone. I don't think, or resin. They're probably resin.
Something.
They're not vinyl, and they're not plastic.
There's some sort of material.
Right. The first three that we saw.
We saw them, touched them.
We held them.
Caressed them.
Is Mal.
Mm-hmm.
Mal's wearing his trench coat. He's got his gun drawn. It's kind of like an action pose.
Pistol is spot on.
Spot on.
Uh-huh.
The second one was River.
Uh-huh.
In her blue dress with the big Reaver axe.
And the sword. And kind of like that image, that all too famous image of her after she's wiped the floor with the Reavers.
Similar to the River Triumphant.
Okay, image. Sure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then the third one, which was my personal favorite out of the first three, Kaylee.
With the parasol.
Yeah. Now, this is not the Oriental jacket. This is the brown jumpsuit with the flowered shirt underneath, and then she's got the parasol.
Right.
They're awesome.
They're awesome.
They are so awesome. Yeah. I cannot wait. Now, I've asked. I saw all three of them, and for those of you out there know me well, know who my personal favorite on the show is so much that I had one of his lines tattooed on my body, I had to ask, are you doing more than just these three? And I was assured that the plan was to run through the entire cast.
Yes, that's true. He did say that.
So there we go.
So those are the first three. That's a reveal right here. You're hearing
that's
it
right first
on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And if you want to hear more about Quantum Mechanics, you're going to want to keep checking out Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Now, we don't have a price or a date yet for those.
Right. No SRP, no street date. However... It is going to happen.
It's definitely happening. Yeah. There's no doubt about it that it's definitely happening. So as soon as we know more, we'll tell you more. In addition, you can also get some more information right over at the Quantum Mechanics website.
You know what that one is?
It's QMXonline.com.
Correct.
You could sign up for the QMX Insider, which is their email newsletter. And when you sign up for that, you have the option. All of their products, Battlestar products, Stargate products, or just Firefly products.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me.
Yep, so there it is. And there's your fucking theme song. Because now I've said it like 2 or 3 times.
You really just slipping today. You're so excited.
That's what it is. I'm giddy.
I know. It's hard not to be giddy when we see products from
Serenity. I can't say it now. We've already done two, and there's possibly a third one down the road. Based on the news.
There may be. Let's get to the news.
Right,
because we have a lot to talk about.
Tonight. Let's really quickly talk about... Star Trek. It's been pushed back.
Okay.
From December 25th, 2008, to May 8th, 2009.
Okay.
We're talking about almost 6 months.
Right. This wasn't really entirely unforeseen.
No, I think with the strike, I think everything is going to be kind of flip-flop changed and pushed around. So for those of you looking for this for Christmas or post-Christmas, not going to happen.
While we're on that topic, I guess we can wait. What else?
Yeah, we can wait for that. Why don't we talk about
Some DVD releases?
Why don't we talk about some DVD releases?
Not really much in our genre this week, but there are some incredible films that were out on DVD, or that are out on DVD this week that you might want to check out. American Gangster brings together Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe in a 70s era story based on actual events, police stories set in New York City. So you can check that out on DVD. It was killer. It's... what's his name? Ridley Scott.
Yes.
So, In the Valley of Elah.
Right.
Which is another great film. Is this the one Tommy Lee Jones is nominated
for? It is the one that Tommy Lee Jones is nominated for. That's why. And not No Country for Blech.
We know how you feel. And and rounding out this week, Michael Clayton. Another great movie.
Best Picture nominee.
Is that a Best Picture
nominee? It is in the five. As a matter of fact, I can't think of the fifth one, but it is in the five.
And is Clooney nominated for Best Actor?
I believe so, yes.
Well, it's another great performance by Clooney, and that's out on DVD as well this week. So it's three great films, not really much in our genre, per se, but still, you want to check out great films. Great films can be from any genre.
That's true.
That's what I like to say. That's the thing that I say. Like, all the time.
Let's talk about Terry Gilliam.
Okay.
As you may or may not know,
a little upset.
Terry Gilliam was working on The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Yes.
Except that his lead actor in the film was one Heath Ledger, whom we now know obviously has passed. So questions were abound. What was he going to do? What was he going to do with it? And he has replaced Heath Ledger with three actors.
Okay.
All right. So, the film involves the lead character, Dr. Parnassus, going into three separate dimensions during the course of the film. And in each dimension, he's kind of a different character. So I guess the original concept was to have Heath Ledger play the same character in each dimension, probably with some makeup and costume changes and stuff like that. But he has been replaced by three. I'm shocked at the list of actors that are replacing him.
Okay.
Johnny Depp, Jude Law, and Colin Farrell.
Okay.
That's three pretty big names.
Sure.
To replace Heath Ledger.
And I'm
That's almost as like a tribute to Heath Ledger.
Exactly. I think you have to look at it that way, don't you?
Yeah. I guess you do. What I'm wondering is, I'm wondering if he had enough of already filmed Ledger material where he'll still be in the film in some way.
I'm wondering too.
That I haven't read yet.
So I wonder if The Dark Knight may not be Heath Ledger's last film.
It might not be. Let's talk about the Indiana Jones teaser trailer.
Okay.
Have you? Well, we've seen it. We've all seen it at this point,
is
right?
Is that a teaser trailer, or would you call that trailer one?
Because
I'm picking up elements there. I wouldn't really call that a teaser.
Okay. We could call it trailer one.
Okay.
Short, but definitely trailer one.
All right.
So for those of you who have seen this trailer, and all of you should have seen it by now, we saw it like 100 times at Toy Fair this past weekend. If you've seen the international version of the trailer, there's a bit of a difference between our version of the trailer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I got a guess.
All right, what is it?
It's in a different language.
Ooh, good guess, but incorrect. Sorry.
What? Probably they subtitled it.
What?
In the non-US version of the trailer, right around the 42nd point in the trailer, there's a scene with Indiana Jones and his sidekick, who's played by Ray Winstone in the film. They're surrounded by a bunch of uniformed men who I think are Russians in the film.
Okay.
And in the U.S. version of the trailer, a small handful of those men are pointing guns at Indiana Jones.
Mm.
Well, in the international version of the trailer, all of those men are pointing guns at Indiana Jones.
What?
So Steven Spielberg, following up in the E.T. Redux shoes, has wiped the guns out of the trailer. It's not, I don't believe he's reshot the trailer. He's just used some voodoo.
I thought that
to wipe
you were
going to
say in the English version of the trailer, the guns had been replaced with grappling hooks.
Or yeah. walkie-talkies.
Like
or
Michelangelo's nunchucks.
Exactly, by the nunchucks, exactly. Grappling so, yeah, hooks. So Steven Spielberg is walking down a very slippery slope. And, of course, the question is that only for the trailer to make it more family-friendly? Dun, or dun, is this dun. Something that he's going to do in the film? And I would hope that it's only in the trailer.
Well, we have to say that we saw the toys based on that movie.
We did see the toys based on that movie.
And they certainly had guns.
They all had guns.
I'm going to guess and say it's not to make it more family friendly. It's okay. To make it more realistic. And I don't mean realistic in that, you know, there's not really aliens in it. But realistic in that I'm assuming Indiana Jones gets away from these guys.
Okay.
And if every guy has a gun, it's probably a lot harder to get away than if, you know, like 3 of 8 guys has a gun.
So that do you think that it's going to be the final version of the film then that only a handful of them have?
Well, no, not seeing the trailer. I'm sorry. I haven't seen the trailer. I can't say. But I just think that Indiana Jones always had that feeling that he was never against such insurmountable odds. It was always like a one-on-one fight or him, you know, performing some hijinks in order to do what he had to do. Well, it was never just like a firing squad and Indiana Jones shoots them all, you know, back.
Well, this is the opposite of what George Lucas did in Star Wars when he did the special edition. That scene where Han comes around the corner and there's only a handful of stormtroopers in the original
and then
versus
100.
The minions of them in the special edition.
That's the exact scene I had in my head when I'm thinking it's more unrealistic to have a whole, you know, however many guys they added, like 40 guys instead of 6 or 8 or whatever it was.
Right, right.
It just seems more unrealistic and more ridiculous. So, that's my guess, brother.
All right.
What else you got, Maddie?
I have a little bit of Terminator Salvation news. Of course, Terminator Salvation is the new T4, I guess you could call it, film starring Christian Bale as one John Connor set in the future. A little bit of casting has been added onto that film.
Okay.
In the role or in the name of Sam Worthington.
He's going to be playing Marcus.
Yes. So Marcus is going to be, I guess, John Connor's right-hand man, I think.
Okay.
Is what I had read earlier.
Who is Sam Worthington?
Sam was in such films as 2006's Macbeth. He was in The Great Raid, Heart's War, Bootmen, Fink, and episodes of The Surgeon and Love My Way. All things, including Macbeth, that I have never seen.
So there
I saw
it is.
Heart's War. Maybe I would recognize him from that.
Maybe.
Yeah, I saw Heart's War too.
Actually.
What I think is really important about this casting choice, though, is where it came from. For those of you who don't know, who have read, or who have been following this at all, there's some talk out there that James Cameron has not been very involved in this film.
Right.
Well, this casting came directly from James Cameron.
Hmm.
He suggested him directly to Mick G, who's helming the film. And so there it is. So Cameron definitely involved. I mean, right down to casting. I think that's pretty significant for Terminator fans.
He's producing,
to know that
isn't
he's,
he?
That he's in. Yes, he is.
Well,
so
have you guys been keeping up with the Terminator show?
I love it.
I'm behind. Actually,
I think it's great. Actually,
I'm 2 episodes behind. The last ones I was on,
yeah.
But I heard that the last 2 were good. So
yeah, I'm 1 episode behind. So the one before that was really good.
I heard. I think it's in the last one that you actually get to see some battle scenes finally.
Oh yeah.
So,
couple of comics to check out this week.
All right.
The Perhaponauts annual number 1, The Perhaponauts from Image, kind of a paranormal team of paranormal creatures investigating paranormal things, and it's not really a new concept. However, it's being done really well in this book. And it's been miniseries, 1 or 2 miniseries up till now. Now they have an annual and they are going to get an ongoing title. Coming on my birthday, April 16th. My birthday,
April 1862.
Yes, 1862. Right around the same time as your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Zorro.
The Gay Blade.
One. Not the Gay Blade.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Happy.
Zorro, number 1 from Dynamite Entertainment. We've talked about it. We've mused. Writer and art director Matt Wagner. Artist Francesco Franciaviglia from Black Coat fame. Friend of this show, for that matter. And issue 1 has come out. It has 4 different covers. A cover by Matt Wagner, a cover by Mike Mayhew, a cover by John Cassaday, and an incentive sort of black and white cover It looks more like a sepia cover to me, which is the Matt Wagner cover, but sort of sepia. Anyway, a great read. Finally, a good Zorro comic from Dynamite Entertainment. Looking forward to reading more about that series. And, of course, the final, the DC Countdown to Final Crisis issue 10.
Right.
Has come.
Bum, bum.
Only 10 more to go, people. And I'm also going to recommend people pick up and read a little book that nobody seems to be reading but me called Shadow Pact from DC. It's kind of more of the mystical characters from DC. Blue Devil is in it.
Well, of course. That's why you love it.
And as well as a bunch of other the mystical characters, and it's really a rather good read. It's been doing, I don't know if it's been doing well enough, but I think it's a really killer. I think it's a really good title. I know everyone out there is dying to go over to Big Kev's Geek Stuff right now and drop a comment telling me how ludicrous I am to think that Shadow Pack is a good book. But I miss Team Comics where it's not all about angst and, you know, crap, and they're actually running around doing some shit. So that's the comics I'm recommending for this week.
Let's talk about something that Mr. Fantastic might be happy about, or more than likely angry and upset.
Time to drop that book, Fantastic.
We're going to talk a little bit about Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
This is news to me, Matt.
Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. Which is the new Street Fighter movie that they're working on, by the way.
Live action or animated?
Live action. Although they're keeping the story under wraps, but the movie is called The Legend of Chun-Li.
Can someone under 30 years old, where a story takes place in modern day, be a legend?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So keep going. I'm sorry.
We have some casting news. As you may or may not know if you're following this, Chris Klein and Rick Yoon have already been cast in this film. Chris Klein will be playing the role of Nash, and Yoon will be taking on the role of Gen. Or
Nash
Gen.
Is a.k.a. Charlie, for those of you in the United States, right. Was Guile's partner who gets captured or killed, depending what version you're watching or reading.
Chris Klein is one of the four boys from the American Pie movies.
Correct.
The big jock fella. The big jock the first fella. One.
And who's Gen? Fantastic, or Gen?
Gen is a kung fu fighter from the Street Fighter Alpha series who I believe is intended to be Chun-Li's or Sakura's trainer. One of them, I
okay,
don't recall.
So,
right
so maybe it will be Chun-Li's. That makes sense then, going along with what we have.
I think it's Chun-Li's because one of the moves that he has is kind of like Honda's 100 hand slap.
Okay.
But it's kind of this pointed kung fu punch, the touch of death.
Right.
He does like, you know, a bunch of those in rapid succession, like Chun-Li's lightning kick.
I like Fei Long.
So the new casting is Kristen
Kruick.
Uh-huh. Kruick, is that how it is? And Michael Clark Duncan.
As who?
Well, Michael Clark Duncan will be playing
John
Balrog.
Coffey.
No, he'll be playing Balrog.
Balrog.
Kind of, that
Balrog,
kind of makes sense.
The Russian.
No, the boxer.
Balrog is the boxer.
Oh, the boxer. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm confusing him with Zangief.
Zangief
right?
is the Russian. And Kristen Kruick will be playing Chun-Li.
And who is Kristen Kruick?
She's Lana Lang from Smallville.
Yes.
No way.
And she's
no
hot.
Way. I know. We'll talk about her being hot a little bit later in the show.
So I guess they're going to go with the thinner Chun-Li rather than the Chun-Li from Street Fighter 3
with the thick
and
thighs.
Above with the meaty thighs.
Meaty.
Ouch. Let's talk about what could be the biggest casting news this week.
Okay.
Now, you're going to be pissed.
I know. You prepped me for this already.
I did
but
prep
you
a little
bit. You
didn't
tell me anything.
All right. What we're talking
about.
Hold
on. I'm settling in. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
The film we're talking about is the Wolverine Origins movie.
Okay.
That's coming out May.
Okay.
Of 2009. Three critical or two critical roles and one meh role has been cast this past week.
Okay.
So we'll start with meh.
Meh.
Is the critical role a cameraman?
It is a cameraman. No,
because they need
it's,
one
it's,
of those.
It's not a cameraman.
That would be a crucial role. Fantastic.
Hip-hop artist.
Right there. That's it. It's over.
Will.i.am.
Oh, he's handsome.
Will be joining the cast as John Wraith. Who is new to me?
Who dat?
He's new.
John Wraith. No idea.
He's new for the franchise.
I believe he should be the victim of Wolverine the first 5 seconds of the film.
Right.
Okay. John Wraith. No idea.
Okay. He will be joining, let's just mention real quick, Liev Schreiber, Danny Houston, and Lynn Collins, who have already been cast.
Right.
Liev Schreiber as Victor Creed.
Which makes no
Danny Houston as William Stryker, a young Stryker, and Lynn Collins as Kayla Silverfox.
Okay.
All right. You ready for the other two? Do you want to know actors or characters first?
Let's do characters.
Okay. Gambit and Deadpool.
Who's voicing Deadpool?
Slow down.
All right.
Gambit and Deadpool are the characters. Okay. I'm ready. Who's playing Gambit? Wait, don't tell me. Is it Harry Connick Jr.?
No.
Okay. All right. So far, it's okay then.
It's Taylor Kitsch.
Taylor,
you would know
Kitsch.
From Friday Night Lights, the TV series.
No, I wouldn't know him from that.
All right, then you wouldn't know him from that, but that's where he's from.
Okay, Taylor Kitsch.
So he has been cast as Gambit, which bothers me on so many levels, because I don't know why Gambit isn't a Wolverine origin story. Okay. But that aside,
okay,
that's who it is.
All right.
Are you ready for Deadpool? I think you're going to be happy with this one.
Okay.
We've heard rumors about this, so it's not that new.
Is it Phyllis Diller?
It is Phyllis Diller.
I knew it. I was saying that all along.
I was hoping for Metalark Lemon or somebody else random from a Scooby-Doo cartoon, but Phyllis Diller, pretty good choice.
Indy 4 is about
Metalark
aliens.
Lemon.
Deadpool, voiced by Phyllis Diller.
It's not there voiced. It's a live-action flick.
Yeah, but in Deadpool's case, it's voiced.
Okay, who is it?
Go ahead, honey.
Ryan Reynolds.
He did get it.
He did get it.
Oh, he is handsome.
He is handsome, and I think he's good. For that role.
Absolutely. Deadpool's a smart-ass kind of merc guy, just like the guy he played in Blade 3.
Merc with the mouth, or merc with no mouth, actually.
Well, no, he's a mouth.
Well, but he's good.
He's also a little scarred, but he still has a mouth.
Right. So, Ryan Reynolds. So, there you go. Gambit, why the fuck is he in an Origins movie? Wraith, who the fuck are you? And Deadpool.
I got a complaint.
All right, go for it.
Against you.
What did I do?
Why didn't you warn me about Exiles?
Because I thought you knew. We've had this conversation prior to tonight.
I mistakenly picked up Exiles comic book, a series I've been reading since its inception.
Well, here's the thing. Why didn't you tell me you couldn't read? The name is right on the cover.
I didn't look at the cover.
You walked out of the store with it, sir.
I dove right in.
Apparently, you only look at comics.
That's it. Just for the pretty pictures?
That's it.
He's a cover collector.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. I'm a cover whore.
What are you talking about? Why don't you share the not news with the rest of our listeners?
Well, once I did notice that it was Chris Claremont who was writing, I decided to read all the way through. And right. That's my second beef with you.
Okay.
Why didn't you tell me it blew monkeys?
Because it's Chris Claremont. It stands to reason that it's going to be terrible.
Stands to reason.
Only thing that stands to reason.
I got to show you something.
Okay, show me.
I want to move on.
I want to
talk about a product that came out. I'm going to need Fantastic. You're going to need to help me with this.
Okay.
You know, we don't always bring these products, this particular type of product to the attention. I think we got to do it this time.
Okay, well.
This is a poster. It was released by DC Direct this week.
All right. So it's got to be Joker related.
It is not. It is a Batman poster.
Okay.
And it is by Jim Lee. And okay, it is from the All-Star, Jim Lee's All-Star Batman and Robin.
Right.
Just use two hands, Fantastic, and gently pull out the bottom.
Rip the middle, please.
And now tip that towards OG.
That's a pretty, pretty poster.
Yeah. That may be one of the finest
images. That's like blood-soaked Batman.
Exactly. It's a huge close-up of Batman by Jim Lee, and he's just covered in "I just beat the crap out of you" blood.
Right.
Fantastic. Come out from DC Direct this week. It's like $6.99. Go pick it up at your local store. Go order it or whatever. If you're a Batman fan.
So he's available for sale now?
Who?
You said Fantastic. Came out from DC Direct this week.
Did I?
Do you know how many times he says that and I look?
Yeah, all of them.
Gotta stop using Fantastic unless we're addressing the man.
Is that it?
Start saying
is that
awesome.
Is that the end of the news?
No.
What else?
I have three more things to talk about, okay. Actually.
Because we got that big Toy Fair thing to do in segment two or
Real
three
quick.
Or something tonight.
Guitar Hero is coming out with a new focused version of the game later this year, focusing on a single band. And who would that band be?
The Who.
No.
Aerosmith.
Yes. So the all-new Aerosmith version of Guitar Hero is slated for later this year. Is it going to come with like a special mic with scarves hanging off of it, or?
It's funny. You're funny. Funny.
Very funny.
I've heard, though, they're also going to make The Who's Next available for download. The entire album.
Oh, really?
And well, that was a while ago, and I haven't heard anything since, but I'm hoping that they do, because that's a good one. I think the Aerosmith album is select Aerosmith songs, not one individual album.
Correct.
And maybe some music that has inspired Aerosmith as well from other bands, but I haven't heard anything for sure about that one.
Aerosmith heavily... Perry guitar?
Aerosmith heavily inspired by The Who.
All right. Well, there it is. All right.
That's our most good bands.
George Lucas is suing someone.
Oh, boy. Somebody who's going to regret being sued.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say George Lucas. Maybe I should say Lucasfilm, which really is George Lucas.
Yeah, it's fine.
George Lucas, or Lucasfilm, is suing Gen Con.
Yes, I heard this.
Who is the company that is responsible for Celebration, which is the semi-annual...
Right. Star Wars... Gathering. Right.
Celebration 4 in particular is what they're suing over. According to the complaint, it states, Gen Con failed to uphold its legal obligations in terms of financial reporting, which is for $500,000 worth of damages in the suit. Gen Con did not give auction proceeds to the Make-A-Wish Foundation as they agreed to do. $150,000 in damages.
Not good.
Gen Con did not give Lucasfilm their share of the auction proceeds at Celebration 4. Another $150,000 worth of complaints.
Okay.
And Gen Con did all of this unjustly. So that's kind of like pain and suffering. For an additional $150,000. So that's like just over $1 million.
Wow.
That they're suing for.
And my understanding, do you have more on this story?
I don't. There's not a whole lot out there yet. Gen Con, I don't believe, has responded yet.
Yes, actually, they have.
Oh, have they? Oh, okay.
I heard, I don't know if this is true, but I heard they declared bankruptcy today.
Oh, really? I did not read that.
George could not come after them for money, something. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I heard. So maybe we can update that if you're out there in the world and... you have some more facts on this. You want to run over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and drop us an email and let us know what you know so we can let everyone else know.
And finally, in the I told you so portion of the news tonight, Blu-ray 1.
Yeah, I heard that this week too.
I told you so!
I didn't have any doubt that Blu-ray was going to win. What I said is that no matter who wins, everybody loses.
Yeah, I don't think that you took sides, really.
I didn't take
sides. I don't remember you taking sides.
Well, but I said if I had a gun to my head, which one I thought was going to win, I said I thought it would be Blu-ray.
I don't recall that.
So let's talk about why Blu-ray won.
You had the gun.
Blu-ray won because Toshiba quit.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Now, I think this was less than 24 hours after announcing... Or this was less than 24 hours after Walmart had announced that they were going to be solely Blu-ray exclusive going forward.
Right.
Toshiba threw in the towel.
Over HD.
Over HD.
Not to the exclusion of the standard format.
Over HD. And I think Toshiba realized that they just couldn't compete at that point.
We can't do it anymore.
Right.
Right. There were a couple of punches that occurred in the weeks leading up to that one, but that was the straw that broke the camel's back. This kind of upsets me because I don't like having DVDs and Blu-rays. Having a DVD and an HD DVD would have made a lot more sense to me, but that's just me.
Well, you know, that's aesthetics at
Blu-ray,
that point.
Blu-ray DVD is still an HD DVD. It's still a high-def DVD, but I understand
what you're saying. Also, and this goes for both HD DVDs and Blu-ray, but the box sucks. I like the box, but in comparison to the DVD box, it sucks.
At least it's smaller. It saves shelf space. And that's the only benefit I could
that's
see
That's why
to
it's
it.
Better.
And
yeah,
let's be honest. Today with the DVD players, I've been researching this a little. You know they're making DVD players now that kind of kind of up
upscale
the standard regular DVDs that are out there so that they look even better. And maybe they're not the exact resolution of a Blu-ray DVD, but you know what? Is that resolution really worth what, $15 or $20 more than a standard DVD at this point? I don't think so.
Well, real quick, one of the other major things that led to this was Warner Brothers also a couple weeks back left HD right. land and jumped on the Blu-ray only bandwagon.
Right.
But in response to that, my hope is that now that you see now that we have a winner, you may actually see some price changes.
No way.
Occur.
No way.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Fantastic seems to agree with me. He's shaking his head.
Well, why do you think that, Fantastic?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that a Blu-ray disc and even an HD DVD disc now, I think on average is about six. I want to say between $4 and $6 or $6.50 more than a new DVD. Yes.
No,
yes,
they aren't. Yes, they're at least $10 more.
Well, 10 isn't 15 or 20. I think that the price of both Blu-ray and Blu-ray discs will go down as more of them hit the market. The more they make, the more will be sitting in bins. You'll be able to get, you know, ones for cheaper. Like, even now you can get DVDs
right
in Walmart for like $6 and $9. You can get Lord of the Rings for like $9.
You can
get stuff
in shop
times.
Right now for like $4 and $5 but and
not,
decent stuff.
But not Blu-ray.
No, I know. But I think the point is now that you have a definitive winner, what's going to happen is you're going to see more Blu-ray discs and product hit the market. I think there'll be more third parties interested in developing product. And as that happens, and as the market becomes more inundated with Blu-ray product, the natural thing is for the cost and price of that product to come down.
Does the Wii play Blu-ray?
It does not.
No.
Only the PS3 plays Blu-ray. Blu-ray.
Okay. Although there is some speculation that Microsoft will release a Blu-ray player for the Xbox. Number one, for the 360, that is. Number one, because they can.
Sure.
But number two, because they like to be competitive with the PlayStation 3.
And it would make sense.
The weird part about it is, though, is that every Blu-ray player sold or manufactured, Microsoft would have to pay Sony, who is their chief rival,
right,
in the PlayStation 3. So there'd be some funny stuff going on if that were the case.
The question I have is, what about the studios that were HD only? Because there were several studios that were only releasing discs for high def.
Well, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to go Blu-ray.
Well,
probably.
Obviously they're going to go Blu-ray, but I'm wondering how quickly you're going to see that turnaround, or what's going to happen to the stuff that was already planned. Is it still going to be released, or is it going to be shelved now? Only time will tell. It's an interesting situation in the market, but we knew eventually we would have a definitive winner. Blu-ray is emerging victorious, it would seem, and there it is. We can take a break now.
Oh, are we lucky?
He's done.
I'm done.
Fine. Right. Then let's take a break.
Welcome to the Nerd World Order!
Nerds are comic book readers, gamers, anime and manga fans, sci-fi and fantasy fans, action figure collectors, or anyone else that chooses to represent the nerd lifestyle. There has never been a clothing line for us to identify as our own, so the NWO was born.
The Nerd World Order is the clothing company for nerds, NERDZ.
A new breed of nerds.
A breed that's in your face.
A breed that's in control.
A breed that doesn't back down.
No dumbass phrases on NWO t-shirts. No fanboy art on NWO t-shirts. Just badass designs for a new breed of nerds.
Take one brief look at the Nerd World Order slogan, Nerds Rule! You have now begun the Nerd World Order experience.
Nerd World Order clothing is all about representing who we are.
Find the Nerd World Order at NERDZRule.com.
Go to nerdsrule.com now to enter to win a free NWO t-shirt.
Nerds Rule!
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you? Hey, this is Gary Coleman.
Hey, this is Todd Ritter from Different Strokes.
What you talking about, Willis?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 93. Starman is still a big baby.
No, see, that's not right. He was going to come tonight, and I politely asked him not to.
Oh, really?
I did.
So you overrode my edict that he should show up tonight?
I did.
I see.
I thought he would be better suited for our live XM show.
Next Saturday, March the 1st.
That's right.
From 9 p.m. to midnight.
On channel 202, The Virus.
Are we going to put up something for people who may not have XM that want to tune in?
We could put something up on the website.
Some sort of, well, no, I mean.
We'll put it as part of this episode post.
Some sort of link that they could go to for a free trial,
yes,
or something.
We'll take care of that in the episode notes.
Let's talk about news coming out of Toy Fair. Now, we don't want to get into our top 10, but there are so many things that we do want to talk about that came out of Toy Fair that I think it's only...
Well, I think what we're going to do tonight is we're going to try to focus on some of the smaller companies that put out some really great stuff that we were impressed with.
Really?
But maybe just not enough to hit the top 10.
Because this is not a small company.
Which one is that? Oh, well, no, that one's okay.
And that one over there ain't a small company,
right,
either.
What I mean by smaller companies is not Mattel or Hasbro.
This isn't Mattel or Hasbro.
Those are the big companies that we're going to save for the
week. But
this
is a big company.
Okay. I meant maybe independent company. Sideshow is a bit more independent.
Okay.
Just go with what you have there.
Jeez.
Sir.
I just want to wait. And I was listening to him fumble through it. Fantastic. Trying to see where he was going to, how he was going to cover that up by calling Sideshow a small company.
It's smaller compared to Hasbro and Mattel.
I don't know much about that, sir. I guess you're right, though, because those are pretty big companies.
Those are huge companies.
In our realm, though, this is a pretty big fucking company. Sideshow had a lot of news come out of Toy Fair.
They
now,
did.
They weren't actually at Toy Fair.
Correct.
They kind of did their Toy Fair online.
They started making announcements on Sunday.
Yes.
And it went through today, Wednesday.
And let's talk about all of those announcements.
All right,
of course, the major announcements were the licenses.
Right.
Indiana Jones.
Right. Which I kind of knew about. Pre-Toy Fair.
Right. And 12-inch figures, other things going to be made Should available
come.
From that license. Right. It's a huge license for them. And a surprising one, considering that Hasbro will be doing 12-inch indie figures.
Yeah, but that's like comparing apples and oranges.
Oh, no. Don't misunderstand me.
Okay.
The Hasbro ones are for mass. The Sideshow ones are for, you know, the collectors
right.
and the detail and everything else. I'm not trying to compare the two. I just find it odd that they were doing them yet because one of the other licenses that Sideshow announced is G.I. Joe.
Right.
Sideshow will produce an entire line of 12-inch G.I. Joe characters from the G.I. Joe versus Cobra era.
Right.
And... Yet they aren't producing any 12-inch. Hasbro isn't producing any 12-inch.
You mean Mattel?
So.
Oh, no, Hasbro.
Thanks.
Sorry.
I know who I meant. Thank you very much.
I don't know. After that 4.5-hour presentation, I get a little confused.
So G.I. Joe, Sideshow, these are going to be the premium collectibles
right.
of G.I. Joe's history, I think.
Right.
Real cloth, 12 inches. They're going to be doing these characters. I think Fantastic is probably going to faint when he starts to
see. Are these going to be based on the comic book, the cartoon series?
I got to believe it's got to be some sort of combination thereof, yet. With an element of realism added to it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Fantastic?
Not really. No, not really.
Well, what would you like to see? Would you rather them comic book formatted, cartoon formatted, some sort of realistic other take on them?
Well, the way that Hasbro is currently playing with the 3¾ figures is kind of original comic book designs with a little bit of updates made to them. So
right.
they're not really animated anymore, although there are some elements... from the animation, but I'd say it's mostly comic book based.
Okay. And so you think that the Sideshow 12-inch pieces should retain that comic book styling?
Sideshow does a lot of classically styled things, and I think that the original designs are the ones that stick to this day, and they are the most classic when it comes to some of the, like, say if it's guys like Zap and Breaker who were in the original books, like with
Was he Zap Snake or Flash?
And, oh, there's Flash too.
With the red padding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that guy. So it was the first one I ever bought.
If they're going to do those guys, I mean, I think they're going to just be straight up green with a little bit of accents and things like that.
Right.
But, I mean, clearly they're going to do a Snake Eyes and a Storm Shadow and a probably a, what, a Scarlet. A
Tunnel Rat?
No, I don't. If there was a Tunnel Rat, that'd be cool. He'd have no bottom pants.
Mutt and Junkyard. Chuckles?
Chuckles with a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to see any of those. Though,
naturally.
Really.
Big Lob. Do you remember Big Lob?
No, which one was Big Lob?
Do you remember Big Lob?
No.
He's from the movie. He's a basketball player.
Oh God.
Okay. So do you think maybe we'll see a 12-inch refrigerator Perry or now, Sergeant Slaughter?
Now Slaughter should be in there.
Was he a significant G.I. Joe character, sir?
Yes, he was. Yeah. In the animated series, he was.
He was almost like a
superhero of the animated series, in that he was the only guy who could take on the bats or battle android troopers in hand to hand combat until that is like the next episode.
Right.
In which case, he was gone, right? G.I. Joe, it's a very exciting license for them. Other licenses, Jurassic Park.
Right.
Sideshow
now,
will
this
produce.
This is going to be part of their diorama.
This is. They are licensed to produce statues and dioramas which celebrate the 15th anniversary of the film Jurassic Park.
Will a Dennis Nedry be available?
I don't believe so, no. Yeah. The first statue,
awesome, though,
the first diorama is actually, you're probably looking at it right now if you're checking out Big Kev's Geek Stuff on your iPod or watching it on QuickTime. Of course, you always see the images of what we're talking about. And it's the T-Rex versus the Raptors.
Versus the Velociraptors. It's a very nice piece. It's kind of that
climactic scene where the T-Rex comes in.
Into the museum-y.
Yeah. And the special one actually has the banner.
Oh, it does?
That's
coming
falling
down.
When dinosaurs ruled the earth banner.
Yeah.
That's the special edition,
the
limited
exclusive.
Edition. Yes, exclusive edition, of course. Another license from Sideshow, Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Well, now that makes sense.
Well, yeah. I mean, they really did a bang-up job on the first Hellboy movie, so
sure.
Why not? Hellboy 2, The Golden Army license from Sideshow will include a complete line of 12-inch figures.
Right.
Continuing right where they left off from the first movie.
Good.
Those figures are fantastic. Premium format figures, which are their quarter scales and the like. Prop replicas and life-size busts.
Ooh, life-size busts. That could be nice.
Yep. Products ranging from $49.99 to $599.99.
Oof. That's a bit pricey.
Yeah, it is, but you know it's Sideshow, sir.
I know.
So you can't dish aside the Sideshow. Let's talk about some individual products they announced.
All
really
right,
quickly.
Sure.
Gandalf the Grey, 12-inch figure.
Right.
Seeing him for the first time, maybe some of you right now, on your iPod or on your computer screen. If not, you can go to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Check out the gallery for this episode 93, the one with no particular name. John Wayne, Flying Tigers pilot premium format figure.
Right.
This John Wayne stuff that they've been doing for a while is absolutely killer.
Yeah, it's like the fourth or fifth piece in that line, isn't it?
I think it's the second or third premium format figure. Hot Toys Rambo 3 bust.
Okay.
Also was released. Mediacom Toys Star Wars Episode 2 Real Action Heroes Clone Trooper. So this is the Clone Trooper from Episode 2.
Right.
Coming to us. That's a 12-inch figure. Obviously, it goes along well with any 12-inch line.
Sure.
Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars Clone Wars. This would be General Kenobi in the armor.
In the armor.
In the Clone
Trooper
armor.
Which is a big piece.
It is. It's a fantastic piece, too. Indiana Jones 12-inch, which they've revealed, and their limited edition already sold out.
Already sold out in presale.
Yep. The limited edition includes a torch and
Little thing.
What is it? Arrow, dart.
Yeah.
Dart. Is that what it is? That's already sold out, but the regular version is still available. The Samaritan, the Hellboy pistol from Hellboy 2 is out. There's a special edition of that out as well with the glowing bullets.
Right.
That's, I guess, the follow-up to the one that they did for the first movie.
Sure.
Which we have down in the archive. Iron
Along
Man
with James Woods.
What?
Did you see that episode of Family Guy this week?
No.
James Woods comes back and at the end they put him back in a crate in the archive where the ark is.
Really? No, yeah. I didn't see that. Iron Man life-size bust from the movie.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely spot on representation of that that character. So that was Sideshow's Toy Fair. Of course, we look forward to covering and bringing to you news about more Sideshow releases as they happen.
What else do we have?
We talked to the guys from Upper Deck.
Right.
Who told us about the World of Warcraft, a topic we never discuss on this program.
Ever.
World of Warcraft trading card game.
Now, the trading card game has been out for a bit.
Right. So we're actually in the expansion right now called the Dark Portal.
Right. So we saw some of the new cards, and we talked a little bit about what was coming up. But what I want to mention in this segment here is that we also saw the first miniatures from the new miniature game.
Yes, we did. And they look banging good.
I want that minion.
I know. I know that you
The Warlock minion
is
awesome. He's like a translucent blue.
Yeah.
And he kind of like you can see through him. And he's like big and huge and bulky. He looks really good. Really good.
Yeah, he looks really good. All the figures for the new World of Warcraft miniatures game from Upper Deck, they look fantastic.
And actually, we should have some of those pictures for them to see as well, I believe.
We
the
should.
Very least the minion, I know, so...
And speaking of which, the trading card game will continue.
Right.
And the miniatures games will continue. Will start, actually, in the fall, the trading card game to continue as it has been. Our playtesters here at Big Kev's Geek Stuff will be getting together to playtest the trading card game. We're looking to get some real hardcore guys in there to work it out, see what they can come up with. They'll also be playing the miniatures game as well. So we'll get back to you on that. Significant thing of importance that we found out about the trading card game and the miniatures game for those who played the MMO, which is the online version of World of Warcraft, is there are certain cards in the game which actually have a scratch-off area, and you scratch it off, and you take that code to a website where they give you another code, and you take that code to a fella in Booty Bay, and you actually get unique
items
for your Warcraft character online. It's actually a nice crossover way to cross things, all these World of Warcraft properties together. It's
right.
Very cool. So we'll be looking forward to talking more about the other World of Warcraft products.
Sure.
If you'd like to give the MMO a try, you can drop us a line. We'll send you a trial. And we, OG and I, play on the Kirin Tor server.
He's
Light, L-Y-Y-T-E. I'm Blue Devil, B-L-U-E-D-E-V-I-L-L. And we're in the Geek Stuff Guild.
And we are.
So that's that.
So there you go.
Kotobukiya.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
We saw a lot at Kotobukiya this
year.
Yes,
we did. Kotobukiya is continuing, of course, with their Star Wars...
Right.
Artifact statues, which are the ones that come in pieces and you put them together. Continuing with those, TIE Fighter Pilot, Yoda versus Emperor Palpatine, the Bounty Hunter series continues, and others as well, including a Star Wars X-Wing cross-section 3D.
Which is nice.
Right. It's a miniature, comes with a lot of little bits. You set up a nice diorama, and you can see all the inner workings of the X-Wing.
You know,
as well.
I was thinking about that that X-Wing diorama.
Yeah.
Would that be in the same scale as that Attackus piece we saw last year?
No.
Too big or too small?
Too small. You mean like the Falcon?
No, not the Falcon. The corridor piece. Yeah, it was the Falcon.
Yeah, the Falcon. Absolutely not.
No?
No,
too small?
That's 3¾, sir.
Okay.
The one from Attackus is 3¾.
Three quarters? Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember.
This is tiny, tiny.
Smaller, okay. Yeah.
Not small enough that you can't appreciate every bit
of
detail.
Of course not.
And
again, this is a cross-section piece right out of the cross-section books.
Right out of the cross-section books that you may have seen that we've talked about on this program.
From DK Publishing.
Yes. Indiana Jones
new
is
license
a license,
for them.
Right, that they are working on, including artifact statues of Indy and Henry Jones.
Right.
With some variations thereof, whips and umbrellas and such. They're also doing an artifacts theater piece, which is kind of, they're kind of trying to compilate an entire film into one sort of piece or kind of key moments from a film.
Yeah, it's kind of like a statue diorama
thing. 3D, it's all around. Right. I mean, it's really, it's rather interesting. I don't think we're doing
it justice.
We saw
one from Temple of Doom that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's actually very amazing. And so that will continue. The Dark Knight license,
right, which
we told you about last week. We can now tell you that the series will include two Batman
right
artifact statues, a Joker artifact
correct
statue, and a Two-Face,
and a Two-Face
artifact
piece
statue, correct, which, because I think at this point everybody knows Two-Face is in this movie. There'll also be a theater piece, much like the one we just mentioned, sort of encapsulating that. And I understand also that one of the Batman pieces will include the Bat Pod, the new vehicle that everyone's
oh, nice
talking about.
Okay,
that's what I'm
cool
hearing.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean, they'll be doing some artifact statues. Now, these ones, to me, seem a little bit smaller. Did they seem a little smaller to you?
No,
shorter?
No, they seemed... Yeah, no, I guess they're not... They're not quite as big as like the Star Wars ones.
Right.
But they're awesome.
Right, they are really
there
cool.
There are three.
There are
saw
three,
there.
Yes. Captain Jack.
Right.
Davy Jones,
right,
and Captain Hector Barbosa.
Now let me tell you about Barbosa.
Tell away.
Barbosa, the Barbosa piece is amazing. For those of you who may not be familiar with Cotobuquilla, these vinyl pieces, they're like snap kits.
Right. They're pre-painted.
They're pre-painted. But when you get them, they come, you know, there are parts of them that are not snapped into the main body or main piece that you actually snap in yourself. And that's for, I think, display and packaging. And it's part of the
right
the charm of the product.
Right.
It also leads to the availability of having variations on pieces of the product without changing the entire product.
Right. I gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
So in the case of Barbosa, which I think is really fantastic, he has a separate head and arm.
Right.
That snap on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the skeletal zombie version from that bit where he's kind of just half in the moonlight. So his face and his left arm or right arm, I believe,
right,
is zombified, but the uh-huh rest of him is still human.
Right.
It looks really good.
It
the
really
paint
looks
application
great
looks fantastic. Yeah.
Some of the other lines, they'll be continuing with Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Right.
Some statues there. Devil May Cry.
Correct.
Pieces as well. Their Halo series will continue with another Massive Chief, the Field of Battle artifact statue, which... what I think is significant about this piece, besides the fact that it's another great Master Chief
sure
from Cotobuquilla, is the fact that this one contains remnants of the dome grenade.
Yeah, of the geodesic dome.
Right. The geodesic dome is sort of breaking down around him, but the actual grenade is also at his feet.
Right.
It's really cool. It's a kind of a squat position. Of course, as with all of Cotobuquilla pieces coming from Halo, there'll be a variety of weapons you can choose to display him with, and other storage places for weapons. Like you can put the rifle on his back if he's
right
not using it, two pistols, and so on and so forth.
And I believe they're also going to be continuing the distribution of all those Square Enix products.
Right, they're going to be continuing.
So we have Final Fantasy,
well,
Kingdom Hearts,
yes,
etc.
etc.
So there you go. Cotobuquilla.
Let's talk, well...
Oh, that's right. We have one more big
one. Cotobuquilla yet, sir. Cotobuquilla. Marvel team-up coming to Cotobuquilla.
Right.
So the diamond license for statuary and that sort of thing...
No more.
...is over,
right,
and it is now moved to Cotobuquilla. And let's talk about the points of what they're going to be producing. Artifact statues, which are the... approximately 12-inch tall vinyl ones that snap together, we've been mentioning
right
and covering forever. Artifacts Theater statues, which is the new key elements combined into a three-dimensional sort of collage image.
Right.
Fine art busts.
Of which we saw some of them. We saw some of those.
Right. And
the
some
Spider-Man
of them
3
may
ones.
Some of them may feature LED lights. And you know, they're trying to get innovative here with some things. Fine art statues.
Okay.
Limited edition, numbered item, polystone statues with the quality that you're used to from Cotobuquilla. One coin minifigures are kind of a Japanese innovation. They're kind of little SD guys. They come in a little bubble. A lot of stores are carrying them now. They'll be doing a complete line of those. Bishojoujuju statues. Try this one. Bishoujo statues.
Bishoujo.
Bishoujo. What is Bishoujo? You
know
what it is? It's pretty girl figures, sir. So, Marvel Comics, Slightly smaller, sexy women in a PVC statue.
Oh, okay,
line.
Okay.
Yeah, so
it's kind of like picture DC Directs. Amikami
right,
line.
Those. And also a bookend collection, but they're going to be doing something a little different here. And I'm going to read what it says. From Kotobukiya, our bookend concept is quite different than anything that has come before. Our bookends will be sold singly, so fans can choose which ones they want in order to build their own custom bookend set. They will release new bookends regularly, so fans can continue to change and customize their display. So that's
correct.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's like you're not stuck with this character that you like, but that one that you don't. It's kind of
cat's meow.
It's a whole range of ideas. That's fantastic. That's all coming from Kotobukiya. That's quite a till full.
Okay.
A couple of things we want to mention. Company we talked a lot to this past Toy Fair. Rocket USA.
That's right.
They do a variety of products that we were completely unaware of.
Sure.
And we want to talk about. We're going to be talking a lot about them in the next, in the upcoming months as their products start to hit release. The one thing that drew us over there, though, was the light up Buddhas. These were hysterical.
Yes.
These sort of little SD Buddhas, each of them a little different. They have variety of stylings: love, peace, happiness, harmony, praise, faith. And there's light up versions. What are they calling these? They're calling these, what are they calling them? Oh, the Buddha light.
Okay.
They're 8 inches tall. A retail suggests about $15 a piece. There's 6 different ones to choose from. They're also doing the pocket Buddha figures, Buddha keychains. Don't be all mad.
I'm a little mad. But not at them.
And the Buddha banks, which are colorful and nice. They're great little products.
They are great.
From Rocket. Rocket, of course, making some classic tin-type toys as well. Rocket toys and other wind-up things. You're going to be hearing a lot about Rocket USA, I think. And so I wanted to mention that.
Okay.
You know, we had seen them and that they can look forward to some of those products as well.
Okay. I think next up, we probably have the Dream Flyer. Is that correct?
Yeah, fantastic. Wake up. You want to see
this
one.
This is something he definitely would probably be interested in.
The Dream Flyer is a flight motion simulator for your home.
Right.
That you can use to play with most like flight simulator type games.
Right. Now,
it's a chair.
This is a chair you sit in.
Right. And it has a monitor in front of you. You can also buy a bracket that allows you to have 3 monitors, like a panoramic thing happening. It has a joystick in the middle. It's not a joystick.
It's
not
right. No, it's a control stick in the middle, and then it's got like a throttle.
And a throttle
on the side.
On the left hand.
Right.
Right. So, and when you sit in the seat, you can lean to the left, lean to the right.
Sure, and it all
back,
moves.
Pull forward, and it moves in those motions, and you're using that motion to actually
control the plane.
It's
immersive.
Plane. Yeah, an immersive piece. Retails for about $2,800 thereabouts. But,
that all?
Is that all? But it was fantastic.
It was really cool.
Really an innovative piece. So you want to check out more about that, you can go right over to mydreamflyer.com.
All right.
You can check that out. We don't often talk about too much plush.
No, we certainly don't.
On the show, unless it's really relevant to us. There's a company called Juju or Jojo or J-U-J-U-J-U-J-U.
All right.
Something.
I'm going to watch you fumble through that.
J-O-O-J-O-O. Well, what would you say?
Goo-goo. No, the, Juju is probably
Juju.
Correct.
Okay. Juju, company out of L.A.
Even though that's kind of insensitive.
Yeah, well, it's. I don't think it's spelled the insensitive way. Perhaps sounds insensitive. They have a line that caught OG's eye.
It did.
That we wanted to talk about. They have a pirate set and pirate ships. And what's interesting about these pirates and the pirate ships is they're all plush,
right?
Including the ships.
Right.
So they have a large pirate ship, a small pirate ship, and 6 different Juju pirates.
So for fans of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, for those of you who have been listening for a long time. This is our, I guess this is technically our second Toy Fair since we've done the show.
Right.
One of the big things that we always realize at Toy Fair each year is what other people may consider toys that we generally don't. And you see a lot of that product at Toy Fair. As a matter of fact, Twilight Turtle was last year's...
2 years ago.
2 years ago. It was a result of that. That kind of thinking and fine. And that would be the little plush pirate ship by Juju. That would be the same type of thing.
Right. Also, the Polly Pong.
Now, this was your thing.
Yeah.
I didn't get this.
You want to check this out at PollyPong.com. They have a video over there. It's basically... ping pong, but it's four ways.
Kev is like Forrest Gump when it comes to ping pong.
It's true.
You know, slightly retarded, but wicked good.
Yes. And this four-way ping pong, if you can imagine sort of a square ping pong table, but rather than being rectangular, imagine it being square and large.
Right.
And in the middle, rather than having two nets, they have these kind of foam hills, if
they're
kind of
like foam bumpers from bumper bowling.
Right, right. And what you do is you're basically playing in any of four directions.
Right.
Like against three opponents.
Right.
Which I thought was fantastic. Of course, sure. I was housing everybody that was there, but... that aside, it was an innovation I hadn't seen before, and it was exciting. I really like this product a lot. Check it out over at PollyPong.com.
Okay.
We didn't have much to say about Playmates this year. Last year, of course, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. And, of course, they will continue with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle license for the 6-inch line based on the cartoon that they've been doing for years and years. And but what is new is the, what were they, 3 3/4?
3 3/4.
3 3/4 is back, sir.
It is, and with some good product. And I actually really like the 3 3/4 turtle product that they're putting out. Now these are, I think they come in 2 packs or 3 packs, and there are some really cool play sets that go along with it. And they have articulation. You're talking about 7 or 8 points of articulation, wrist, head, legs, arms, that kind of stuff. And they're pretty neat. But I think more importantly out of Playmates this year would be the announcement of 2 new licenses for them.
Okay. I know one of them. What was the other one?
Well, the one that I know that you should know but probably are forgetting would be Terminator Salvation.
Oh, I did forget that, actually.
They got a figure license for the new Terminator movie, which I thought was pretty interesting. But even more interesting...
They did get the new Star Trek movie, the J.J. Abrams
That's
movie.
Really interesting.
It is. And they will be doing 3 scales of lifelike, fully articulated figures, 3 3/4 inch, 6 inch, and 9 inch, and accessories. They'll be doing a special 12-inch scale of collector figures. They'll be doing iconic vehicles like the Enterprise. All of these will feature realistic features and details. The line will also include basic role-play toys and deluxe versions, boasting exciting electronic features, amazing and intricate play sets for the 3 3/4 figures. It's just a whole Star Wars license back to Playmates, where it used to be all those years ago.
You mean Star Trek, first of all.
And, I say Star Wars?
Yeah.
Star
Trek. And second of all, I'm a little... disappointed by this.
Okay.
Not because I don't think Playmates could put out a good product. I think Playmates is capable of putting out some great stuff. I've been a fan of their turtle stuff for years. But because, for continuity reasons, how did Diamond not get this?
I don't know. I do not know.
You know, because for those of you who collect Star Trek figures, you'd want to put these on display with the stuff that Art Asylum and Diamond has been putting out for years.
Right.
And there's a fear that Playmates doesn't do well that scale or that type of figure.
The Playmates line, we should say, that they did do for years and years, did consist of characters that were not what you would call realistic.
Right.
Right. Their sculpting was a kind of a little SD, kind of a little Mezco-y, not entirely, realistic and you know, and that bothered some people.
Sure.
But most people got over it because it was just a great line.
Sure. I mean,
filled with so many characters.
I was going to say, they did a ton of characters, so it was a rich line, which was important.
Rich, rich, rich line, and play sets and everything else. Fantastic, fantastic stuff that they did long ago. But they long ago also gave up that license.
Right.
And as OG said, first it was Art Asylum by themselves, and then Art Asylum
in conjunction
producing
with...
and Diamond, or Art Asylum Sculpting and Diamond Distributing products ever since then. 6-inch figures from movies and TV shows, a couple
right.
of 7, 8-inch, 9-inch pieces from a few... You know, from a few other right. ones, a little scale issues here and there. And now even they have gone back and are redoing the Mego Star Trek pieces and even creating new ones as well.
Sure.
That we saw this week at the showroom. Khan from Spacey being done for the first time as a Mego figure. But Playmates got the license for the new movie. It's a little awkward. So I think we're going to have to wait and see how that rolls out.
Completely.
Something we wanted to mention was the Delingos.
All right, now this is the second plush thing,
right?
To be in our quick overview of Toy Fair this year, and this is kind of like a unique, odd, creator based.
Yes, go
plush
on.
Stuffed animal line.
Yes,
I don't know how else to describe. I think that sums it up in a nutshell.
It is. They were. It's all sorts of different materials, used to make these specific characters. Didn't he tell us it was a French derivative of the word
crazy or a
common
like
noun?
That.
That I think. Yeah, I think it means that they were
crazy or loony
crazy
or something like that. Well, they all got the crazy eyes. So
that's true. They do. A variety of materials go into these. They come in various sizes. I'm trying to ascertain. It might be allnewmaterials.com.
Okay.
Might be where you'll see pictures of this because I can't ascertain from the brochure.
Well, that would seem to make sense since
that's what
they are
is.
Comprised
that
of
isn't the
many,
place.
Many different types of materials.
Oh, no. I'm wrong.
All right.
All right. Let me just scratch that and we'll go back. You can check out pictures of the Deglingos. At thedelingos.com. That's thedeglingos.com. They have online games, contests. You can see all of the pieces, all the sizes.
Etc.
And so forth.
Okay. Do we have one more over there? Is that what we have? We do have one more.
This is Drunk John's contribution to the program.
You know, I wish he was here.
The Giant Microbes.
I wish he was here.
Now, look, all I'm going to say is this. Go to giantmicrobes.com, GIANTMICROBES.com. And basically, these are plush microbes.
Right. Now, when we first heard about these, it kind of sounded a little silly. But then we sent Johnny over there to investigate, or more like we threw him to the wolves and they rooked him in. But he was telling us about some of these microbes. And, like, they each represent, like, diseases, like, they have the plague and stuff. But one of them was syphilis.
Yes, they did have
syphilis. They
have syphilis.
A syphilis microbe.
Yeah.
I'm a little perturbed by that.
They had a variety of microbes that are little plush, cute little microbes.
No.
You'll want the syphilis.
No, no high five?
I didn't see a high five.
No Henry IV?
I didn't see that. So, I don't know. But they have a variety of sore throat, staph infection.
A plush thing with a bowl of broth and a little doggy.
Pneumonia.
In a robe.
Polio. Red tide.
Mike Brady afro.
Oh. Yes. TB. I mean, they have a variety of these giant microbes.
TB is in there.
Yeah.
Wow. I almost want, like...
Almost want TB.
The plague or something like that. Is the clap in there?
The pox is in there.
Oh, is this the pox in there?
It's the pox. So,
it's
yeah.
terrible.
So that's a sampling.
That's a sampling of some of the stuff we saw right. at Toy Fair. More Toy Fair to come, obviously.
Yes, and that doesn't include our top 10. Those are a bunch of things that we really, really were surprised and enjoyed while there. And, of course, you can check out our top 10 on our live XM show Saturday night, March the 1st from 9 p.m. to midnight, XM 202.
Well, why don't we take a break? And come back with the wrap-up.
I was going to say, why don't we just...
Hello, dear listener, Kev here. When I'm looking for the absolute best in action figure news and entertainment, I look no further than action-figure.com. They have the latest news, information, pictures, and exciting stuff that I'm looking for. Once again, that's action-figure.com. Go there today.
Sorry, Adrian.
That's all right. Has anybody told him that his British accent is just, like, really terrible?
You should have heard his African-American.
God, blimey!
I died so many years ago. You can make me feel like it isn't so.
Hello, this is James Masters.
And you're what? Shocked and disappointed? I'm evil.
From Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Help me out here, Sparker. Don't speak, loser.
The coolest stuff around.
And you can't tell the ones you love. You know they couldn't deal. Whisper in the dead man.
You know, sir, you're very confusing.
I'm not
it's
confused.
Very, it there are a lot of mixed
simple,
signals coming by.
It's very easy
I don't know
to understand.
I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Fantastic knew what I was talking.
OG Matt, this is Big Kev. Big Kev, this is OG Matt.
Nice to meet you.
Let's do the wrap-up.
What did we talk about on episode 93 with no particular name?
Lucasfilm is suing Gencom and Blu-ray 1.
Well, that's really, you really have got it down to just blam.
That's it. Well, why beat
even,
around the bush?
Exile stinks because Claremont's writing it.
Guitar Hero is coming out with its all brandy spanky new Aerosmith version with some smattering of songs from Aerosmith, complete with scarves for your microphone.
DVDs, American Gangster in the Valley of Ela and Michael Clayton are all available for you to check out.
Gambit, Deadpool, and John Wraith are joining the Wolverine film.
Shadow Pact, Zorro, and Perhaponauts are comics that you should check out. I'm doing it just like you.
They are doing a Street Fighter movie. The Legend of Chun-Li, featuring Kristen Kruek as Chun-Li.
Jim Lee Batman poster from his All-Star Batman and Robin is a bloody mess.
J.J. Abrams' Star Trek has been pushed back from December 25th, 2008 to May 8th, 2009. Steven Spielberg removes guns from the Indiana Jones trailer, or maybe from the film itself. And Heath Ledger is replaced by three major
He's
actors.
Still dead.
He is still dead, but being replaced by three major actors in the upcoming Terry Gilliam film, Johnny Depp, Jude Law, and Colin Farrell.
We also talked about QMX.
We did.
And their future of products from
Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
Yes,
I'll let
and,
you get away with it tonight.
Other licenses as well. And we look forward to bringing you more information about those products as we get them.
Don't forget the statues.
Yes.
We love the statues.
Broken here on this show, animated style, 3 or 4 inch statues from
Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land. sky from me.
Jeez.
We definitely broke the three and done rule tonight, sir.
And you're all over the place.
I'm sorry.
You're really excited.
I can't help it.
So, of course, you can look to hear about those products here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We look forward to a long-standing relationship with QMX.
Correct.
That said, we should also mention that in part two of the show this evening, we did a swath of product impressions from Toy Fair. Things that we saw that we liked, things that we were impressed by, things that were worth mentioning, didn't quite make our top 10 list.
And if you want to know what those things are, you could push the rewind button.
That's true. One we didn't mention is we actually got to see the Harley Quinn from Tonner.
Oh, we did get to see the Tonner Harley Quinn
and
finally.
She
That's true.
Is banging
She
cool.
is pretty.
And I think so, and it's my opinion. And it's my show.
All right, well, there it is.
And so I can have...
You know, that dude apologized, right?
Did he?
He sent an email apologizing, saying that that wasn't the message that he conveyed, he was trying to convey.
Oh, really?
But he understands how it came off that way.
Why didn't you forward me
He
that?
Actually, what he said
I'm
was...
I'm coming down on that guy right now because you didn't forward me that email.
He said he was listening to the show, and when that part of the show came up where we had addressed that, he was like, I can't believe it. Did someone question these guys' credibility? Who would do that? Oh, wait, it was me.
Yeah.
Was it? So he didn't mean to question her. I think what he was saying was we had such a good friendship going along with some companies that sometimes we
you know what I'd like
talk
to say?
And spout a
You know what about. I'd like to say? I'd like to say to you, if you would please forward me these emails.
You know, I forward you a ton of emails. You never read half of them anyway. I missed one.
I read every email.
Oops, I missed
everyone.
One.
I don't respond to everyone.
Oops, I
missed
one.
Everyone.
Well, this one was sent to me personally. Oops,
oh,
I missed one.
Oh, it was to you personally?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
see.
Oops, I missed one.
I see. To you personally.
That's right.
Not to the show, to you personally.
To me personally.
You can check out Big Kev's Geek Stuff over at BigKev'sGeekStuff.com each and every week, except next week. You'll hear us live on XM Satellite Radio, March the 1st, Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight.
It will be a phoner, people.
Yes, it will.
You'll be able to call in.
Yes,
so
you will.
Prepare something.
3 hours of fun and frivolity, no doubt.
Frivolity, for sure.
And for those of you that don't have XM, OG will post some sort of thing that you might be able to get some sort of trial.
I will.
Okay.
Indeed.
And, of course, you can check us out at the iTunes store. You can register to subscribe to us over there.
Search for Geek Stuff in the podcast section of iTunes.
Yes. And you can also, while you're registering, you can leave us a little review.
Aw, said that you love us or hate us or whatever.
I'd like it if people left some more reviews.
Sure.
You can dig us.
Right from our website.
At dig, right? Right from our website, you can dig
us. You
can
do it right from our website,
sir.
Oh,
that's nice. So go over there and dig us. And hello to all of our new listeners from
that's
all
right.
the Firefly message boards.
Right.
Of course, you can hop on and check us out each and every week. We are going to continue to bring you the news first from wherever the source may
be. A hearty hello to, I guess, fireflyfans.net and serenitymovie.com, the two message boards that I frequent and post at. So
yes, and I'm sure you'll post this up there.
I will as soon as the episode is live, sir.
Right. And so hello to you guys and welcome. And I think that's it, right?
I think that's it. I think we can finally wrap this thing up.
Fantastic. Do you have any final words for episode 93 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff with no particular title?
Did you guys hear that?
Oh, what?
I think some microbes have been released. Because now I'm the one who's farted.
And on that note, we cue the music.
When the stars shine bright through the engine's trail and the dust of another world drops behind. When my ship is free of the open sky, it's a damn good day to my way of mind. There's a barren planet you never can leave. There's a rocky valley where we lost a war. There's a cross once hung round a soldier's neck. There's a man's faith died on Serenity's floor. But I stood my ground and I'll fly once more. It's the last oath that I ever swore. So take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't air, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out into the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. You can't take the sky from me. When you see a man and he's standing alone, well, you might just take him for an easy mark. And there's many a man has tried his hand, and there's worse than wolves in the borderland dark. From the savage men to the government hounds, try to take what's yours and tear you through. Ah, but them that run with me's got my back. It's a fool don't know that his family's his crew. Don't you tell me what I cannot do. Don't you think I've got to run from you. So take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out into the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. You can't take the sky from me. When you've walked my road and you've seen what I've seen, well, you won't go talking about righteous men. You'll know damn well why I want to keep to my sky. Never cry neath nobody's heel again. I've seen torment raked across innocent souls, seen sane men mad and good men die. I've been hounded, hated, married, and tricked. I've been tortured, cheated, shot, and died. You won't see no tears when I say goodbye. Still got my family and my firefly. So take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out into the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. Take the sky from me. You can't take the sky.